SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce from Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. A while back, we learned everything about our face, and today the rest of your body is happening. So let's start with the body. Might be a tricky one to pronounce for you, so have a good listen. Het lichaam. So it's written with CH, but we pronounce it as our favorite letter, the G. Het lichaam. And het lichaam exists out of multiple things. You might remember the word for head. So have a little think if you can remember that one. Your head is het hoofd. Het hoofd. And a great song actually to listen is Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, because it's the same song that you might remember from your childhood. And we have the same one again, so it's perfect to learn about some of the body parts there. Hoofd, but in between the head and shoulders, we've got our neck. So our neck consists out of a back part and a front part for us. So the back part is neck, minus a C there in written language. And the front of your neck is called your hals. Hals. And something that we can say is, ik steek mijn nek uit voor jou. So this is a very typical Dutch phrase. Ik steek mijn nek uit voor jou. So this means something along the lines of, hey, you're putting everything first for that other person, to do a lot of things for them. And it's usually said if the other person doesn't really appreciate all the work that you've done for them. And then they go like, oh, Mark, steek mijn nek uit voor jou. I do everything for you and you're not appreciating it. So that's a good one to remember. Then onto our shoulders. This one is not far off from the English word, and we say schouders. Schouders. Then we've got our bovenlijf, so our upper body. So another word for body is lijf. Lijf. Think about your life, maybe. That's how you exist, by having a body. So we can say bovenlijf of bovenlichaam. Boven means above. And that consists out of your borst. Your borst is your chest. And it also means one breast. So men do have a chest as well. So they have a borst. And women also have breasts. So that means borsten. Then we've got our tummy as well. So our tummy is called een buik. Buik. And this is specifically the buik itself. So it has nothing to do with like your stomach as such, where the food comes in, like our organ. It's just the tummy, the buik. Onto our bovenlijf, we also have arms. And arms are pretty much the same, just we use the Dutch pluralization. And then we get armen. And we can split it up into a few bits. We can split it up into bovenarm and onderarm. Bovenarm and onderarm. Tussen de bovenarm en de onderarm is jouw elleboog. Tussen means in between. And elleboog is your elbow. Tussen je bovenarm en je onderarm zit je elleboog. Underneath the onderarm is your hand. So hand, very easy, hand. And tussen your onderarm and your hand is your pulse, your wrist. So think about where you check your heart rhythm, check your heart pulse. That's near your wrist, so that is called pulse. Tussen your onderarm and your hand zit your pulse. And Aan jouw hand heb jij vingers. Vingers zijn your fingers, but instead of saying fingers, we just have the one sound, the ng, which is an ng. And the f becomes a v. Vingers. Jij hebt vijf vingers en de namen van de vingers zijn duim, thumb, duim, wijsvinger, je pointy vinger, je wijsvinger, je middelvinger, je ringvinger en je pink. And that is the same as English because pink is actually a Dutch word that the English inhabited. Then, van jouw bovenlijf gaan wij, guess what, naar jouw onderlijf. And the first thing that we pretty much spot there is your bum. And your butt cheeks as such are billen. So parents like to say to their kids, ga even zitten op jouw billen. Ga zitten of ga even zitten op jouw billen. Then we've got our legs, which is een been. A leg is een been. And two legs zijn benen. En wij hebben een bovenbeen en een onderbeen. Een bovenbeen en een onderbeen. En tussen het bovenbeen en het onderbeen is jouw knie. So contrary to English, we do pronounce the K when it is in front of an N. So it's pretty much written the same, except we do pronounce the K. Knie. Knie. Onder jouw onderbeen heb jij een voet. En tussen jouw onderbeen en jouw voet heb jij een enkel. So voet is foot. An ankle is obviously your ankle. Your shin, might be a handy one to know, is called your scheenbeen. So it's kind of like a shin, but you pronounce the G there a bit more, and then you rhyme it with been. Scheenbeen, your shin. Lastly, aan jouw voet heb jij tenen. Jij hebt vijf tenen aan jouw voet. And tenen, of course, are your toes. We don't really have a specific name for every toe, though we usually like to say je grote teen and je kleine teen, since they are a bit more in the picture. So je grote teen and je kleine teen, your big toe and your small toe. And the rest are just in between. Dat zijn jouw woorden van jouw lichaam. Of jouw lijf. Play a game with yourself while you point to certain body parts of your body and see if you can point out what they are in Dutch and see if you can do it quicker and quicker and quicker by practicing the words more and more and more. Good luck with practicing the words for jouw lichaam and tot de volgende keer. Doei!